know, they had a little bit of success last year, and obviously, you know, huge year for them last year, and when, you know, my agent called me and said we had an opportunity to play there, I jumped on it.
That's Mike Remmers, new offensive lineman for the Chiefs. And Fesco, when we heard that, we're like, we got to get him on the show.
Yeah.
It's just too funny. Like, well, they had some success last year. Yeah, seemed like a good idea at the time. Agent called today, why not? Mike Remmers joining us here on 610 Sports Radio. First off, Mike, thanks for joining us. And secondly, who was your source? Who sourced you to tell you the Chiefs were pretty good last year?
Hey, well, thanks for having me on. And yeah, no, it's pretty obvious. You know, I make a little joke about it. But, no, I mean, it's. I'm so excited for this opportunity. I had, you know, really excited for the season.
You know, I was watching an interview you did a few years ago, and you made the comment that red was your favorite color. Did that factor into picking this team?
Oh, of course. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, red's definitely my favorite color. And wearing some Chiefs shorts right now. They sent me some gear, so I'm wearing it proudly already.
That's good. They got you hooked up before you even really got in the building.
Yeah.
Yep. I got my wife, and I got three kids now, and they all got their own Kansas City shirts now. So I think we're probably going to get a picture today, and we'll get that up on the internet.
Nice.
Well,
the care package.
You've been around the league, man. Like I think you played for legitimately like a third of the teams in the National Football League.
Yep.
Can you go through like your entire career and go like through every stop of where you've been, because you're a traveling man, my friend.
Sure, yeah. No, I honestly, like, going in, you know, in college, going into the NFL, I really had no idea what to expect, and it took me down a, you know, interesting path, but it's been pretty awesome, and that's been great. So I started out at Denver for preseason, got released, and went to Tampa practice squad. The following year, started out Tampa, activated San Diego, released from there, and then picked a claim by Minnesota. And then went from Minnesota, cut at Minnesota, went to St. Louis practice squad, then got activated at Carolina, where I was there for 2.5 years. And then the following year, I went back to Minnesota for 2 years, and then spent last season with New York Giants.
Yeah, so that's got, yeah, seven teams in 8 years.
Wow,
yeah,
you got it down. Right. In the midst of that, you were almost a Chief several years ago, even watched a game at Arrowhead. Explain how this came to be.
So I was with the Chargers at the time, and I was coming off an injury, ankle injury, and I was rehabbing it, and then I was finally back that whole week. So I was practicing all week, and then we're in the city, and we're doing like a walkthrough the day before the game, and they needed another position. They needed another guy. I thought I was going to be active, but they needed another guy, so they released me while I was in Kansas City. So then, like, you'll just be on the sidelines and just like watch the game, like you're on the team. Then we're gonna reactivate you tomorrow, the following day on Monday. And then I didn't clear. I got claimed by Minnesota. So I was on the next flight out of San Diego to Minnesota. So I sat there and watched the game, and heck of an environment, man. I'm super excited about it.
No doubt.
So you weren't with the team. You were kind of like an invited guest, I guess, huh?
Yeah, I was an invited guest that stood on the field and watched it.
we're talking with Mike Remmers.
Very interesting weekend for me.
I can imagine. We're talking with Mike Remmers, newest member of the Kansas City Chiefs, and your birthday is coming up on Saturday. You turn 31. I got a birthday coming up next week. We're all going to be quarantined, you know, during our birthdays right now, my man.
Yeah.
So, like, what for you would be the perfect birthday this Saturday? How are you going to celebrate this thing?
You know, I'm just gonna have a lot of quality family time, like we've been doing this last week. I don't know. I mean, I'll probably just binge watch, you know, every Star Wars movie. I don't know. I don't know what else there is to do. So, my daughter's birthday was actually on March 22nd, and we had a cake for her and everything. We had a big group FaceTime with all of my wife's family and my family, and all sung her happy birthday. It was pretty special in its own way, but. You know, I'll never forget this birthday.
no doubt you're gonna. You mentioned binge watch the Star Wars movies. I'd be remiss if I asked like the first thing you're gonna do once you get out of quarantine, because you are a huge Star Wars fan. Obviously, like, are you gonna run to the Star Wars store up there in Portland? Like, what's the first thing you're gonna do when this
yeah.
thing is all done? You are.
I know. I probably will get my fix. You know, there's a there's a Star Wars store. They sell these retro toys, and it's just unbelievable. It's just awesome going there. So kind of relive my childhood and kind of brainwashing my kids into liking it as much as I am right now. So.
What was your favorite Star Wars story? Because I had a bunch of them growing up as well, and mine was like the Ewok with the quicksand where you could stick guys down into the quicksand. Like, I love that. I had like a Jabba the Hutt thing. Like, I still have them in the basement. I should have brought them up, and we could have played during the show with our Star Wars figures.
Oh, you should, yeah. You got to have those on display. I mean, those are antiques now. You got to have those. I don't know. I mean, my brother and I loved playing with the Millennium Falcon. I remember going to Toys R Us and picking up the Millennium Falcon. That was a pretty special special day of getting that. But, it's just a lot of fun playing with the kids and showing them the Star Wars universe and them kind of going with their own imagination with it. And it's a lot of fun.
So, Mike, we're talking with Mike Remmers, Chiefs offensive lineman. When you go to the Star Wars store that's in Portland, is it new toys that are retro toys, or are they actually selling like the old school C-3PO ones that you and I had back in the day, and they're like in mint condition?
Yeah, they're selling everything you could imagine. Original toys that came out in the 70s, and then they got the newest ones that are coming out, but they have any toy you could ever imagine, Star Wars toys, they got it. And it's so much fun going. They're all brand new in the box, sealed and everything. And just going through there, just like looking around is really fun.
So where do you draw the line between buying and opening and playing with them or displaying them and not letting anybody touch them?
I definitely bought a few and opened them. And I definitely feel a little guilty about it because I'm like, someone has this like, you know, they saved it for years, 20 years, and I'm just going to open it. But, I don't think toys are meant to be played with. And, obviously if it's a super special one, I won't bug with that. I probably won't buy it because it'd be too expensive anyways. But, the kids love playing with them, so I have no problem opening them.
I had the experience about a year. We moved about a year ago, so we were packing up all stuff. And I had the same as you guys. I had the box of the old, my parents saved them, Star Wars things as a kid. The first thing I did was open them up, not play with them, but I went online to see if I had any of the rare ones that had any value. I was so bummed.
Did you?
No. They were all kind of the generic ones. But, Boba Fett's rocket didn't launch, and Darth Vader had the plastic cape versus the if you had the fabric cape, I think that one was more rare.
Yeah.
I was bummed that I didn't have any of the rare ones, Mike.
I know. You're like, what do you mean? I don't have a toy worth $100,000? Like, what?
Right.
So here's what I'm proposing. Once you get to Kansas City, we'll set up a play date with the three of us, and we'll all play with our Star Wars figures. Yeah. Are you in?
Oh, I'll bring some toys in there. Don't worry. I'll have a suitcase full of them.
Nerd out. That is completely nerding out. We understand your favorite food might be pizza. Is that correct? Describe the perfect pizza.
I do. I've been making a lot of pizza lately here at home on the grill, and I just love thin crust, pepperoni pizza. I mean, really, that's all you need is pepperoni. Sometimes I'd venture out and add some sausage in there and stuff like that, but thin crust, pepperoni pizza, you can't beat that.
You grill it.
And how do you grill it?
I'm always afraid to do that.
Yeah, I grilled the pizza one time, and I left it on there and went out by, like, 3 minutes later, it was black. I'm like, okay, this was a fail.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, I'm a huge, huge fan, and I got a pizza stone and everything, and just crank that thing up as hot as it goes, and it takes about 10-15 minutes, and it's done. And now it's some of the best pizza I've ever had, and I love making it. So we've been kind of, during the quarantine, we've been experimenting, making a lot of food, making ribs and steaks. So I heard there's some pretty good barbecue down in Kansas City, so I'm excited to experience that.
Yeah, most of it's at Mitchell Schwartz's house, so form a bond with him fast and let him cook for you. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, I started following him. He takes it to a whole nother level. He takes it above and beyond. So I'm not on that level, but I could make some pretty good food.
Is there something you cooked recently that you never thought you would make before, turned out great, and you're like, wow, this was awesome. I should have done this earlier. Yeah.
Yes, I made clam linguine, which
I love it. My favorite dish, man.
It's like my wife's favorite. Yeah, it's my wife's favorite food. And for Valentine's Day, I was like, okay, I'm gonna try to make this, and it actually turned out really good. And now I make it like every other week now.
Yeah, I love it. Linguine with white clam sauce as a kid growing up. I grew up in New Jersey, so growing up there with like a lot of Italian heritage there. Like the linguine and white clam sauce that I used to get as a kid was phenomenal. I absolutely love it. Okay. So when we set up the play date, you'll have to cook for us as well.
Clam sauce and Star Wars characters. Nice.
I love it. I love it.
You were a skateboarder. Do you still skateboard, or have you been Well, I probably shouldn't say this because, you know, Peach might be listening.
Right.
Allowed to get on your skateboard?
No, I have not been on a skateboard in a long time. My neighbor's kids have skateboards, and I've been very tempted to get on it. But, you know, being a 300-plus pounds, I'm not confident the board's going to really, you know, hold up for me. So I think one day, you know, eventually when I'm done playing and I lose a bunch of weight, you know, maybe I'll pick the board back up again and play with that. But that was a huge thing. I loved skateboarding growing up. And honestly, skateboarding is kind of it's a very similar thing when it comes to offensive line play. It's all footwork. And I think that helped me in the world of sports, skateboarding when I was younger.
What was the coolest thing you ever did on a skateboard?
There's a church down the street from my house that has a nine steps, and I jumped down the nine stairs. So that was probably the most impressive thing I ever did.
I'm sure the church was really appreciative of you using their steps for
skateboarding. You got to be quick about it. You got to be in and out. And don't go on the weekend. You got to go when they're not there.
All right, I think one of the coolest things about you is we stalked your Twitter feed yesterday. You've been to the last Blockbuster video on Earth. What did you rent?
Yeah. Oh, I didn't rent anything. I just it's in Bend, Oregon, so Central Oregon. We always go down every year for a little family vacation, and I'm like, okay, Kelly, we got to go. It's the last one. So there was another one that was in Alaska. That one's closed. So this is officially the last one. I was like, we have to go. And my wife did not want to go at all. And I was like, I just didn't even tell her I'm going. I just kind of went a different route to it. And then I showed up and we're there. She's like, wait, where are we? And I was like, oh, it's Blockbuster. And as I'm sitting there, a lady walks up and returns DVDs. I was like, oh, my goodness, there's people that actually use this service, too. Like, it's crazy.
Wow, that is wild, man. So,
well, it's going to remain open. I think they would have to still service customers, right?
I guess, right?
Not just a museum.
I know. I was like, I don't know if people, like, bought stuff there, but, I mean, like, people are just movies, and I don't know. Maybe they don't get an intentional there. That's the best way to do it. But, no, I mean, it definitely brought back a lot of memories, you know, seeing it.
Mike, thanks for catching up today, letting us get to know you a little bit, and we look forward to hopefully seeing you in Kansas City whenever we're all allowed to do so.
Of course, yeah, I know. This whole thing is crazy. I can't wait to come down and meet all the coaches and my teammates and meet the fans. I can't wait.
Mike Remmers, thanks for the time today. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
That's the new offensive lineman for the Chiefs. He's got his gear. They sent him the goodie pack, which is
good. That's what you need. You need
the
shirts.
Yeah, look for the family photo, the Christmas card photo, coming out a little bit later today via his social media.